Hey, it's Brad Milkey, host of ABC's daily news podcast, Start Here. And I'm honored to say Start Here, along with several ABC audio projects, are up for Webby Awards. Voting is open to the public, and we're all really excited about these awards, but this vote closes on Thursday. So please don't wait. You can go to abcaudio.com/webbies. That's abcaudio.com/webbies, W-E-B-B-Y-S, to cast your vote for Start Here, along with other ABC news shows. We really appreciate it.
And terrorized.
If they come in, they're going to shoot me in the head and rob me blind.
Selling Sunset star Christine Quinn opening up about an attempted burglary at her home in Los Angeles. Part of a disturbing criminal trend in LA. Shocking videos put out by the LAPD showing brazen attacks targeting the uber rich. Plus dreams and the draft. The life-changing picks and what it took to get to this moment. And Grace and Frankie.
Performing old lady gang. We're creaky but tough.
The groundbreaking series starring Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin coming to an end. The Hollywood legends reflecting on their real-life friendships.
She cracks me up all the time.
She's easily crackable.
And what fans have to look forward to in the final season. Hint? Working 9 to 5. It'll have you singing 9 to 5 with their former co-star Dolly Parton.
Nightline.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for joining us. Tonight, the disturbing criminal trend in Los Angeles and the reality TV star who believes she was targeted and feared for her life. Here's ABC's Ashin Singh.
We have 47 cameras on our property. In addition to, we have light sensors. I'm from Texas, so I grew up, you know, with security, and I know exactly how to use a gun. So I felt, of all the people that it could happen to, there was no way it could be me. There was just no way.
It's a side of Christine Quinn we don't often see. Vulnerable, candid. The real estate agent and Netflix star opening up about an attempted burglary that left her family reeling.
And I said, oh my gosh, if they come in, they're going to shoot me in the head and rob me blind. And my first inclination was to grab my gun, which I always have under my bed, and immediately go into my baby's room with my family. And that's what we did.
Do you think you were targeted?
Absolutely. People were watching my every move. My house was definitely cased. This was orchestrated. And they knew what they were doing. They really, really knew what they were doing.
Under the palm trees, amidst the glamour, a disturbing criminal trend that seems to be on the rise in Los Angeles.
These follow home robberies.
These gang-led robberies.
What law enforcement is calling follow home or follow off robberies. Thieves targeting individuals leaving designer stores or fancy restaurants, following them to steal valuables, watches, jewelry, even their luxury cars.
In my 34 years in the LAPD, I had never seen this type of criminal behavior in such large groups.
The uptick in incidents and some high-profile victims,
a frightening ordeal for this Real Housewives star,
prompting community outcry and garnering national attention.
I hate that I have to second guess, you know, should I be worried right now?
But as law enforcement races to address the problem, some questioning the tactics and the focus, asking whether resources are being unfairly funneled towards the city's wealthiest zip codes.
It's not only getting undue attention, but there's a complete lack of attention in communities where there is other forms of harm that is going on as well.
Nationwide, violent crime is on the rise, and Los Angeles is no exception. Robberies are up 18% year-to-date, according to the LAPD. Armed robberies, up 44%. And although the majority of that is still in underserved neighborhoods, communities across the county are on edge. Shocking surveillance video of brazen attacks put out by the LAPD searching for leads. This victim chased and pushed to the ground. The suspects, one armed, attacking him, taking his watch and other items authorities say valued at more than $600,000. In another, a mother and infant returning home, followed into the driveway by two men demanding her property. And in this, a victim exits his Lamborghini and is attacked by two men, one with a handgun, fighting them off until they leave in their vehicles.
Many of these attacks started off violently and without provocation or opportunity by the victims to even comply willingly.
Captain Jonathan Tippett is with the LAPD's Robbery Homicide Division and heads up the newly formed Follow Home Task Force.
Are there any tactics or techniques that make these specific type of robberies unique?
Yes, they're focusing on places where people are willing to walk around with high-end jewelry, and they're watching them as they leave these locations and following them off into a place of vulnerability. We've identified at least 18 different South Los Angeles gangs that have been involved in these types of robberies.
Among the victims, celebrities. BET's Terrence J narrowly escaped a group of armed men who followed him home, then confronted him in an attempted robbery.
Was held at gunpoint while at home with her children.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Dorit Kemsley was home when these men shattered a glass door and made off with so many valuables, they had to drag it out in a sheet. Kemsley later detailing the incident to Extra TV.
And all I could think was, I have to save these babies. I begged them, and I begged for my life, and I begged for their life, and I said, I don't care about any of it. Take it all. I don't care about any of it. You can have it all, please.
And more recently, Christine Quinn. Her lavish home, an opulent lifestyle, on full display on social media and in Netflix's Selling Sunset.
Need something bigger, and it doesn't need to be huge, just like 10,000 square feet at least.
But now, she believes it may have made her family a target when would-be thieves thought they were out of town in early March.
And that was the night that I had this eerie feeling. I couldn't sleep and my husband couldn't sleep. And all of a sudden, you know, we heard what sounded like a bird hitting the window, like chip, 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 chip. So he went to go look at the security cameras and he goes, oh my gosh, Christine, there's two men with what looked like guns standing right outside the window right now, 5 feet from you.
The couple immediately rushed to their baby's bedroom and called the police, all the while watching the suspects through the surveillance footage.
What is going through your head during this time as you're kind of watching in real time someone try to rob your home?
If they enter, they're gonna shoot me. That was the first thing that came to my mind, is they were going to break through that glass and shoot me over bags, diamonds, jewelry. The fact that I grabbed my gun with my touch print safe and immediately grabbed my family into my baby's room, I don't know how. I don't know how I had the ability to think that quickly, but thank God I did. We had triple paned the glass and they couldn't break it. And the dogs started barking, and that's when we heard them on the audio on the camera saying, oh my God, they're home. Then the police sirens come up the hill and thankfully they ran.
What'll stick with you from that night?
How sophisticated these people are. They knew the layout of our house, exactly where our bedroom was and the closet was. It just feels like just so violating. And to this day, I'm still taking measures, you know, to be safe, to be precautious. I don't wear my rings, I don't wear my jewelry, I don't wear watches when I go out anymore.
The rash of the so-called follow home robberies, happening in tandem with the much publicized smash and grab thefts. Over the past year, the city of Beverly Hills has become heavily secured, bristling with more than 2,000 security cameras. There are barriers, bulletproof glass, and constant patrols by Beverly Hills police and even private security firms.
You're on the most iconic street in the world.
Late last year, my colleague Matt Gutman spoke with Beverly Hills Police Department Chief Mark Stainbrook.
We've doubled private security patrols that the city's helped us hire. We're hiring more police officers, but we also have great technology here. We have, you'll see as you go around, multiple camera systems. My officers will be flying drones to help protect the city.
But in downtown Los Angeles, community activist Hamid Khan says more surveillance and more policing isn't the answer.
When you hear that the LAPD has actually formed a task force specifically dedicated to tracking these follow-home robberies, how do you react?
By just, there's more monies, there's more resources going to the LAPD. These are the only responses that we will come up with. More task forces, more criminalization of the community, more draconian laws, more massive surveillance. The same amount of money could be spent in youth programs. The same amount of money could be spent on just relocating people and giving them permanent housing.
And while he says he feels empathy for the victims of follow home robberies and notes these crimes should never happen, he worries it's getting outsized attention.
There's a very intentional effort to blow it out of proportion.
Well, Hamid, when you hear the numbers, right? Armed robberies are up 44%.
Right.
Is that a cause for concern for you?
That is a cause for concern. I think what is our response is more important than that. And our response seems to be, or it happens to be, or it's a regular practice in this city where it's a constant investment in policing our way out of problems.
For Christine Quinn, still grappling with the trauma of what she went through, sharing her story has become part of her healing.
I wanted to make people aware, and I think it's really important to get the message out there so that people watching this, you know, can learn this can happen to anyone at any time, no matter, you know, if you have 47 security cameras or none at all.
Our thanks to Ashin. Theirs is a friendship that's endured for decades. Hollywood legends Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin seem to have as much fun off-screen as on. Now, as their hit series Grace and Frankie comes to a close, the two reflecting on what made it all work. Here's ABC's Chris Connolly.
Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, acclaimed actresses and fast friends, now bidding a fond farewell to Grace and Frankie, their norm-defying comedy series.
We'll form an old lady gang. We're creaky but tough.
Congratulations on the conclusion of Grace and Frankie. You're making a little face when I say that. How does
Well, it's just sort of, it's also a bittersweet, a little sadness.
Just out of the blue, a couple of days ago, Lily said, I miss Grace and Frankie, and I knew what she meant.
It was a crazy ride.
It's octogenarian legends in perfect sync. Grace and Frankie ending a 7-season Netflix run with 12 episodes, among its funniest and most poignant.
I'm gonna be murdered.
The tenderness between the two of you throughout these last episodes just makes your heart explode in a couple of...
Oh, God. You're going to make me cry.
Suddenly, women come up to you and say, my sister was going to kill herself because her husband left her, and I got her to start watching Grace and Frankie, and she's okay.
The show tackling such aging issues as memory loss, the fear of dying.
I mean, the reality is one of us is going to lose the other. Unless we do a Thelma and Louise thing, which I'm open to.
Pass.
As wives dump when husbands Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston fall in love.
Saul and I are in love.
Grace and Frankie's initial antipathy transformed into friendship.
The simple touch of a button.
Just one way this sitcom broke new ground for on-screen representation.
Before you say anything, we just need a seatbelt.
For too long, women of a certain age were relegated to a tracksuit and a wig hat. Male stars might be 50 or 60 years old, but their girlfriends or their lovers, their wives were like maybe 19 or 22. Women were only acceptable, desirable, if they were like that.
I need a triumphant...
Since Grace and Frankie began in 2014, sex has been a hot, hilarious topic.
I use the vibrator you invented every night and on some of the tougher mornings.
It's lustful doings defying stereotypes, while, as Jane points out, staying true to reality.
There are women who have sexual relations with their partner well into their 90s. You know, if everything works.
For Grace, there's a major reckoning on men in her life.
You know, I've wasted too much time catering to the men in my life.
I know what this is about. You just want to be with me.
I do. Well, like Grace, I always had a problem of, what do you want me to be? You want me to like golf?
I'll learn golf.
We sort of see Grace kind of progress past the need for a man of any kind.
You can close up shop and still live a very full, authentic, vibrant life.
These future friends could not have been more different. Lily Tomlin grew up working class in Detroit. Jane Fonda was Hollywood royalty, daughter of revered film actor Henry Fonda.
When you would talk about your father, you would say he never brought home the joy of acting.
Yeah. No, my dad suffered from undiagnosed depression. Everything was so hard for him. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of thought, well, I don't want to do that.
My father worked in a factory. He had a third grade education. I sensed his pride he had in what he did.
He'd bring her when she was four to the corner bar with him and stand her up on the bar and have her sing and dance for his friends. That makes me so jealous.
But I'd get a 7-Up.
By 1969, Lily Tomlin's comic characterizations on Laugh-In made her a star.
Only bad ladies take off their clothes. So I went to sleep with my coat and my shoes on.
Jane Fonda had become a film actress and activist. 10 years later, she was producing her own movies, one of them based on her time as a secretary.
I was a secretary for one boss.
At a literary magazine, and you got fired. Why?
Because I wouldn't sleep with him. One of my very close friends was an office worker. She would tell me stories, and that's what led me to want to make 9 to 5.
Jane Fonda. Lily Tomlin.
That's how these two first collaborated. When they joined forces with Dolly Parton.
Violet, honey, would you come over here for a second?
The 1980 result was a zeitgeisty big screen comedy that advanced the conversation. That sublime trio reunites for Grace and Frankie's finale.
To have Dolly there at that,
isn't that amazing? And the way that she's there, how she, we can't say it, but oh my God.
To see her again with the two of you, what was that like to, we won't say what it is, but what was it like to have her join the two of you once again?
It seemed, oh God, we've been waiting. We've been standing here by the bus stop for ages waiting for you to show up.
Yes.
And now we can really go home.
How much of the relationship that we see between the two of you on screen has to do with your friendship in real life?
We got very close after all those years. She cracks me up all the time, and
she's easily crackable.
They may be the only sitcom stars ever to have been taken into custody at the same time.
We've done a lot of activism together. She came and got arrested with me in D.C. for Fire Drill Fridays. And I don't know, we share a lot of the same values.
She has integrated her commitment to social justice in every aspect of her life.
These two receiving lifetime achievement kudos. Lily paying tribute to Jane at the 2015 Vanguard Awards.
Sometime in Jane's life, as a young person, she looked at everything that was around her and she said, I can make it better.
Fonda returning the favor, honoring Tomlin as she's enshrined outside the TCL Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
I'm very moved to be here.
Where showbiz legends have long been immortalized. A career and a friendship to celebrate.
Why did this one mean so much to you then?
Because when Jane spoke and she was so moving, I suddenly felt like I really belonged, like I felt like I was part of that history. And I felt like, boy, am I lucky.
Our thanks to Chris. The 7th and final season of Grace and Frankie drops tomorrow on Netflix. And finally tonight, the NFL Draft. Today was the first of the 3-day event, offering fans a first glimpse at the league's new superstars.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Trayvon Walker.
Boyhood dreams realized.
The Detroit Lions select Aiden Hutchinson.
Lives forever changed.
The Houston Texans select Derek Stingley Jr.
The top three picks in this year's draft all speaking on the importance of the men in their lives.
My father, I'm really thankful for him for being so hard on me as a young kid. And now that I'm older, I really understand why he was hard on me.
My message to my dad is really just thank you. I appreciate you, and I love you.
My dad, before every game, he always hits me in my shoulders. He says, play with this. Then he hits me here, he says, think with this. And he says, most importantly, go out there with this.
And that's Nightline for tonight. You can watch all of our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here same time tomorrow.
Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.